really believing for that miracle.
I believe.
This message is for everybody. God didn't tell me that. He didn't say this for everyone. He said for those tonight. For only those who shall believe this message and are really looking forward to see their family free, to see everything of them free. Total deliverance.
I receive.
Not just I'm delivered. Total. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor next to you, your whole family must be set free. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Tell them again, your whole family must be set free. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now check Joshua chapter 7. Joshua 7 verse 10 to 14. One to the glory. Israel has sinned and they have also transgressed my covenant which I command them, for they have even taken off the casting and have also stolen and disembowed also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. The Bible says, who has sinned there? Israel. The 12, therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies. Israel could not stand before their enemies. But turned their backs before the enemies, because they were accursed. Neither would I be with you anymore, except to destroy the accursed from among you. God says, Israel, I hate you. You lose this battle because you are cursed. You have stolen things. But is it true? It was not Israel who did that. It was only one man. But the whole family was in trouble. The whole Israel was in trouble because of what? God says you will lose because you have stolen. And Joshua was wondering, there was our family, the family of Jews, they were wondering, what has happened? He says, you will not win until you destroy that cursed man. Ladies and gentlemen, some of you may have problems in your family because of one person with a certain demon. You will not win the battle until that man in your family is set free. Until tonight we destroy the demon that is affecting the man. If you believe me, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you understanding? Sometimes I look at you and I ask myself questions. Do they calculate things? Do they know things? Are they understanding? Do you even know what is happening? If I say, come out, a demon begins to manifest. A demon says, I can't come out. I will destroy her. I will destroy her family. And I see you not taking this serious. If a demon is saying that, it means what he's saying. If a demon says, I was put here to destroy the family. Now imagine you are here. We have never prayed for your sister, and you don't know what the demon can say in your sister. A demon may even mention your name. I'm the one who caused this person, this problem. You don't even know. You are sitting there like, hallelujah. You don't even know a demon may be hiding in your own cousin to destroy. It's not in you. It's in your own aunt, your own mother. They love you. It's not them, but a demon in them. That's what I said, family deliverance. If we have to win this battle, then everybody must be what? Delivered. Hallelujah. Amen. I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Now go verse 20. Give me verse 20. From verse 25. 1 to 3, go read.
Amen.
Akan. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wage of God, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them unto the valley of Achor. What did they do these things? 25. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with the stones and burned them with the fire after they had stoned them with the stones. Do you understand one thing here? Joshua lost 90% of his troops, killed because of one man, Achan. God didn't say, Achan has sinned against me. God said, your whole family, he said, all of you, until you remove one mistake. It was Achan. Achan stole. He stole, imagine a garment. You see, people have no fear. People can still even in the church. People have no fear. People love God, but they don't fear God. I've seen it before. For 5 times. And God will show me this person stole this, this person stole this. And I'll be looking at them like this, say, your destruction will be very bad. We're just waiting for the valley of Achor, where God destroys you, your family, your children, everything. Now understand that scripture. The Bible says, and Joshua, he said, why should the whole family suffer because of one man? We destroy the person. In this sense, and in this case, tonight, we are not allowing you to suffer because of one demon in one family. Tonight, every demon, say out.
Out.
Put your hands on Jesus Christ. Luke 19, verse 9. Luke 19, verse 9, 1 to 3, go read. Give me NIV, and I want us to read together, 1, 2, 3, go, let's read. Jesus said unto him, today salvation has come to this house, not to this man. Because this man too is a son of Abraham. God is not dealing with men. God is dealing with what? Families. Raise up your hands. I want you to pray for your family right now. Wherever you are, raise up your hands and begin to pray for your family. Just sit down where you are sitting. Don't stand. Pray for your family now. Tell God, I want you to set free my family. Pray in the name of Jesus. Pray for families wherever you are. Pray for your families. The power of the Lord, the power of the deliverers. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord. Salvation, deliverance to everything you have. Whatever belongs to you, deliver us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.